Hey everyone, welcome to Western New York Brews. My name is Scott. I'm a homebrewer just outside of Buffalo, New York. On this episode, we're talking about what's going on in the Buffalo beer scene this week, this weekend, and beyond. With me is Brian from the Buffalo Beer League, and we're going to talk about this week's Buffalo Beer Buzz, which you can find every week at buffalobeerleague.com. Let's do the theme, and then we'll talk about what we're drinking. I feel like I always ask you what you're drinking first. I'm not going to break that trend. I'm just going to... Brian, what are you drinking?
So I just finished a... oh, boy. Did I miss my cue?
Nope, that was my bad.
I just finished a Brodello by our friends at Wildy's Brewing from Brooklyn. So shout out to Lindsay and Mike for hooking me up with that. But
nice.
I just finished that. So what am I drinking now? Citra Fog from Southern Tier.
No way. Me too.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
Yep, we're both drinking Citra Fog, which is, by the way, it's very good.
And we did not plan that. Yes, I do enjoy this beer.
Yep. Where was I? It was Tops. I was at Tops in Derby. And going through the beer selection, which, by the way, better beer selection than they have at the Tops in Hamburg. I wouldn't think it would be different.
Really?
Right. At 5 miles down the road. It is different, though.
Wow. Right? I don't think I would have imagined that.
So the Citra Fog saw it, went, oh, that looks fun. Let's pick that up. Yeah. And pleasantly surprised. Very nice.
Yeah. I was shopping recently at Surefine here in Eden, a little local market. And I was in the mood for something new and they just happened to have six packs of it. So I grabbed it and I'm surprised at how much I enjoy it.
Right. I mean, that, you know, when it said Citra Fog, my impression was that's probably going to be a single hop beer.
That's what I thought, the same thing.
And it probably is, but.
No, it's I just posted about it on our social media. It's citrus or Citra, Mandarina, Bavaria, and something else. It's Citra, Mandarina, Bavaria, and Mosaic.
Excellent. Yeah, it's good. It's great. I just drank my last one, or opened my last one, I should say.
I think I have a couple left.
I'll come to your house. I'll stop by when I'm done with this one. So things that you can do to help support the podcast, which we always talk about. Let's do it. You can leave a review, which is very helpful. You can use the Amazon shopping link. If you do any shopping on Amazon, you can go to buffalobeerleague.com/Amazon. It takes you directly to Amazon through our link. And then Amazon kicks back a couple of pennies based on what you order. And you can check out the other podcast. You can check out the Best Beer I Drank This Week. And... check out the Hopped Up Network. What am I missing? Am I missing something?
Did you talk about Amazon?
Yep. Talked about Amazon. Oh. Yep.
Oh. Then, leave a review. The Hopped Up Network, Amazon, leave a review, and the Buffalo Beer League Hotline.
Oh, and the hotline. Yeah. If you have the best beer that you want to tell us about, or just anything you want to say, dial us at 716-486-BEER. That's 716-486-2337. Let's jump into it, right? Let's talk about what's going on. I see. I'm going to read the headline. I never do that. Hammer and Ales, 42 North Outpost closes. Eclipse and Sips, Brickyard 1812 Night, 1927 Brewhouse Double IPA, Imperial March of Stouts, Mortalis Flights, and Hofbrauhaus Märzen.
So, and I know you mention it all the time about how long my headlines usually are. Mm-hmm.
They are.
And I've been writing the Beer Buzz for years now. I think it's been, I think I've been writing it since 2017. And when I started writing it, it was published in Art Voice. And back then it was 400-word stories. And that was, that was it. It had to be 400 words with a very, very short headline. But since then it's obviously graduated. And now that it's on our website, it's branched out and it's usually way more than four stories.
Yeah. It's more than four stories.
Yeah, it usually is. Well, there's usually more than well. I mean, back then in 2017, not a lot of places were open, as many as there are today, at least. And there was a lot less beer news to report on back then.
Yeah, that's true, right? There's something going on all the time now.
Yes, yeah. There's always something worth writing about.
So I'm looking at which one of these are going to be very important for this weekend, the March of the Stouts. Excuse me. Eclipse and Sips, I think, might be the one that hits first. Or Brickyard Brewing. Yeah, let's start with
going on this weekend. I have in here.
Let's start with the Brickyard Brewing Company to hold their annual 1812 night. Seventh annual 1812 night. Tell me about it.
So yeah, this is their annual 1812 night that celebrates the, I'm pretty sure it's what, the War of 1812. Mm-hmm. If I have that right, I could be wrong. The event features interpreters from Fort Niagara, including Jordan Smith, who's there pretty much every year, I believe, or he has been the past couple of years. Insight from the Indigenous American perspective on the war, live music from Step in Time this year. I don't think they had live music last year. Cascales, which I didn't get a list of cascales, but they usually have three or four on, like traditional English style cascales. And they'll also have a traditional food menu as well for the event. I have not been to one of these. It sounds awesome, but I have not been able to make it to one of these over the last 7 years.
Yeah, me neither. I've never even heard of it. And I am a music teacher, not a history teacher, but I want to say the relevance of Lewiston to the War of 1812 is where the British would have crossed.
Ah. Right?
I think that's true, because the fort would have been in Lewiston? No, across from Lewiston. All right, see, now I'm not sure as I'm saying it out loud.
The Battle of Lewiston saw Major General Phineas Riel lead a combined British and Native force against the American town of Lewiston. They defeated the Americans in the area and then looted and burnt the town.
Yeah.
That is the Battle of Lewiston from Wikipedia.
I mean, there's a reason why the Queenston-Lewiston Bridge is there, right? Because it's an easier cross than certain other places.
Oh, yeah. And then there's a website right here on Google, historyoflewiston.org. Okay.
Okay. So go read that and don't listen to anything I've said.
I was going to say, don't listen to us. We're just here to talk about beer, not give you historical facts.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to go read that and learn something after this.
Yes, I am going to do that too.
So that post about, or that story about Brickyard Brewing came in at 75 words. Just wanted you to know. Let's talk about Eclipse and Sips, beer tasting at Buffalo State University. Man, it's going to be all Eclipse all the time.
Yeah, we're in the home stretch.
Until then. It says, raise a toast to the upcoming total solar eclipse at Buffalo State's Eclipse and Sips beer tasting on March 8th, which is kind of too early to enjoy the eclipse, well, but still.
Yeah.
They are going to have eclipse-themed treats, planetarium shows, eclipse-themed merch, and more, while sampling local craft beer and cider from Big Ditch, Buffalo Brewing, Buffalo Old Brewery, Community Beer Works, Lily Bell, Rusty Nickel, Sad Boys, Shaloobie Loofer, and Spotted Octopus. Yeah, it's a beer festival. Tickets are $50, VIP are $100, which includes a swag bag, private area, dedicated brewmaster, and more. And we've got the link, right?
Yes, the link is right here to purchase tickets. There are tickets left for VIP. I'm pretty sure there's VIP left too, but the link is right here in the article.
And that's an etix.com. It's very long. So
it's very long.
Go to buffalobeerleague.com, check out the beer buzz, and you can click the link there.
I will be at this.
Oh, excellent.
My wife and I are going. I'm not sure who else is going to tag along with us, but my wife and I are definitely going to this. And if you go, this podcast we're recording on a Thursday, and it'll be out, tomorrow on a Friday?
Mm-hmm. Which is the 8th.
Okay. Right. If you go to our social media page, we're giving away two general admission tickets to this event.
Oh, nice.
If you go to it's the pinned post on our Instagram page at Buffalo Beer League, and we're giving away two tickets to this event. So go enter. All you got to do is leave a comment, like our page, our Instagram page, leave a comment, and then you're entered.
All right. Yeah. Well done.
But I will report. I will be sure to report back on how this event was next week.
Good. Yeah. I'm interested to hear about it and get some of those glasses.
I'm looking forward to it because my original plan was I wanted to buy a couple six packs of the Big Ditch, the Black IPA, their Eclipse beer. But you cannot find that beer anywhere. It's been selling out everywhere that had stocked it. Consumers have sold out of it. The brewery is sold out of it. I haven't been able to find it anywhere. But anyways, their six packs have the Eclipse glasses in them. And I was just going to buy two six packs. So my wife and I could have glasses when we watch the eclipse, but I haven't been able to find them anywhere. So I'm looking forward to this event to get glasses.
Nice. And did I read Big Ditch? They'll have beer from Big Ditch. Maybe you can get it there.
Hopefully they'll have that beer. I don't know how much draft they have, but you would think they would have their Eclipse beer at an Eclipse event, right?
Yeah, they've been holding some back, maybe.
I hope so.
Just for you.
That would be great. Just I would for very you much appreciate that if anybody from Big Ditch is listening.
I hope they are, right? I'm reading, I think the next thing is March 10th. The Pizza Plant Transit's Imperial March of Stouts returns. So the Imperial March being, of course, from Star Wars.
Of course.
And the Imperial March of Stouts happens in March. There's just a lot going on here, pun-wise and March-wise. But
always.
Their annual celebration of world-class stouts this year features 4 years of Goose Island Bourbon County. That's the 19, 21, 22, 23. And the 2019-2023 Founders Canadian Breakfast Stout, Pod City Beer Labs, Pandemonic, Firestone Walker's Parabola, and many others totaling over 20, all on tap. Flights will be $5 off for anyone dressed in Star Wars gear. Right? Nice. Additionally, members of the Northridge Fan Force, a group of Star Wars fans who live in and around the Metro Buffalo area, will be on hand for the event. I didn't know that group existed.
I did not either. So Pizza Plant's owner is a good friend of mine, Dan Syracuse. He sent me the info on this event to include in the Beer Buzz, and he included that little bit, and I had to Google him. I didn't know this group existed. Mm-hmm. But if you Google them and go to the website, it's kind of cool.
I'm Googling. I'm at their website right now. Join us or be destroyed.
Awesome.
Yep. Register on theforce.net.
I thought as a big Star Wars nerd, I thought it was pretty cool that a group like this exists.
Are you a big Star Wars nerd?
Yes.
Okay. See, I'm not. I should be. I look like I should be. I'm not.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've only ever seen one of the movies. Not true. I've seen two of the movies.
Original, I assume? Original trilogy?
No, I saw four? Was it A New Hope? Is that the first one?
That's episode 4 is the first one.
Yeah, I saw that one only like last year.
Oh, wow.
Because I feel like you have to watch that one, so I watched that one. And the only other one I ever saw before that was episode 1. I saw that in the theater when it came out because it was such a huge deal.
Right? There's a good chance if I were to talk to someone, well, you're somebody who hasn't seen many of the movies, but do not watch the re-released or do not watch the trilogy 1, 2, and 3, Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith. Do not watch those before you watch the original movies from the 70s and 80s, because you will probably hate Star Wars by the time you get to those movies.
I watched A New Hope.
A friend of mine, well, still a good friend of mine, a good member, my friend George, who's a member of the Beer League, we slept overnight in the theater parking lot to be first in line to watch Phantom Menace, and we immediately regretted it.
Yep. Where'd you watch it? Was it at the Galleria?
No, it was the Quaker Crossing Regal.
Oh, wow. I didn't know the Quaker Crossing was open by then, but I'm sure it was, right? That's me just being an idiot. This story was 103 words. I'm keeping track today.
I'm glad you're keeping word count. Although I do that when I go back and edit them.
Yeah.
But I mean, it doesn't, because I include so many stories, it doesn't really matter nowadays.
That's true, right? And we're not paying by the byte. We got a lot of space. We missed the Hofbrauhaus tapping, which we always do, right? Because it's Thursday night right now as we're recording, and that was at 6 p.m. 3.5 hours ago. Unless you went, did you go?
No, Scott and Jesse did, fellow members of the Buffalo Beer League. They sent back pictures. They sent me back a picture of the beer, of the Marzen, and tasting notes. So if you go to our social media page right now, it's our new post, and you can read all about the Marzen that's on tap now that I have in the Beer Buzz here.
5.9% brewed with Hercules and select hops, pours burnt orange with aromas of toasted bread, floral spiciness, and finishes clean and crisp. I'm going to try some German pronunciation. You ready?
Yes.
The brewery. Good,
I didn't do it last time.
Yeah. Sorry. The I lost it. The brewery suggests pairing the beer with Schweinbraten. Schnitzelwiener Art or Wurstplatte. That's probably, I'm sorry, that was bad.
I don't know how to pronounce these words properly, but I have ordered two of the three of these at the brewery.
Yep. Oop, there's a big yawn. That's my fault. Sorry.
Man, just a couple of old guys recording a craft beer podcast. That's what you get.
So, given the German origin, the proper way to pronounce Märzen is actually Märzen.
Yeah, like, isn't that exactly what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, although both of us have pronounced it multiple ways in this talk.
I feel like every time I say it, I pronounce it differently because I never bothered to look at how to traditionally pronounce it.
Märzen. All right. That was tonight. But it's on tap still at Hofbrauhaus.
Yes. Yeah, it should be on tap for a while at Hofbrauhaus if you're planning on going there soon.
And you can call them at 716-939-BEER-2337. Or call us at 716-486-BEER. And let us know what you thought about it.
I would love to know.
The only other thing that has a date here is the Mortalis, which is starting tonight. You can get flights.
Oh, yeah.
At Mortalis Brewing Buffalo. Have you been to Mortalis yet?
Yes. The Buffalo one? I have been to Mortalis. It is a really cool, really chill spot. I went there with Scott at the end of December, maybe? Mm-hmm. If I'm remembering correctly. We drank a ton of, like, big boy IPAs, and they played it was all pop punk and metalcore on the playlist, which was awesome.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah, we had a nice time while we were there.
Starting tonight, you can pick any four beers. You guys know how flights work.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure there's a good chance you've ordered a beer flight before.
And then you list what's on tap right now. The Richmond Light Lager, Trivia Queen Triple IPA, Strange Philosophies 108 and 109 Imperial IPAs.
Those are two separate beers.
I got that when I was reading it, but I might not have said it in a way that made it seem like that.
No. I just wanted to make sure, because the way I worded it, I just wanted to make sure I pointed that out.
Yep. Tellus Bach, Campanula, double IPA, Hera, double IPA, Horus Heresy, Zone Mortalis, Imperial Stout. I feel like part of the fun of listening to this podcast is me just trying to read the things that you wrote. Tethys, double IPA, Aaliyah, double IPA. I don't want to keep going. This next one, Echidna. Do you know how to say that one?
No.
Okay.
I definitely do not.
Yep. There's others. Go check out the Buffalo Beer Buzz.
The full list is in the article.
For yourself. Yep. And you got links to Untappd on these beers too.
Yes, apparently I do. That is news to me.
Oh, no, you didn't do that on purpose?
I did not do that on purpose.
I wonder how it... Okay, cool. Well, all right. Coming in at 86 words, by the way. Oh, and I didn't tell you Hofbrauhaus. That was 72 words. Is there any more? Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Santora's 1927 Pilot Double IPA.
Oh, yeah.
I was just there on Tuesday.
What'd you get? Do you remember?
No, we did... stouts. It was a stout night for our beer class.
Oh, nice.
The beer tasting. It was a wonderful night of stouts, but I can't do the IPAs when I'm doing that because it just wrecks you.
Yeah. I understand
that. So, brand new small batch double IPA, Citra Lode Dipa. 8.3% IPA brewed with Citra and Lotus hops. Give it notes of tropical papaya, pineapple, and grapefruit. So that's 1927 Brew House at Walden Galleria and at each Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill locations.
Yeah, they usually do. Their IPAs are usually pretty spot on. So I want to make sure I try to get out and get this beer.
Yeah, I'm there again in 2 weeks. Maybe I'll get it in 2 weeks. I think in 2 weeks we're doing Belgian beers. Only 60 words on this one. Sorry, go ahead.
What Belgian beers are you drinking traditionally? Or only Santora's beers, or do you drink other beers? And it's just Santora's.
We bring beers.
Ah, okay. I was gonna say, I don't think Santora's has a Belgian beer on right now.
I'm sure that's legal what I just said, right?
Yeah, why not?
We're a private group in a different room. Yeah. they have the if the BJCP style guideline gives a classic example of a style, that's what will be brought.
Gotcha.
Which is pretty cool.
Okay.
So we had a sweet stout, we had a tropical stout, we had imperial stouts, we had milk stouts, export, foreign export, dry Irish stouts. It was fun. It was a fun time.
You don't often find tropical stouts.
No, that was part of the conversation that we had, is you They're never very, find very tropical niche. Stouts. And it was great. It was Lion. What was it? Lion something. Now I got a stout. Tropical. No. The Lion. No. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the last time I had a tropical stout was at the Tampa Bay Airport at Cigar City at the tap room they have there. They just happened to have a tropical stout on, and it was lovely.
All right. At the Tampa Airport.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for somewhere to go. They have
a satellite tap room there.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, and like you were saying, very few people have them in on tap. Especially.
The last time I saw one, I'm sure I'm forgetting a bunch, but the last time I saw one locally was at Pearl Street, and this was a couple years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I've never had it locally.
Okay.
Tropical stout. Looking it up.
It's a cool style when you can find it.
Yeah, right. Sweet. Well, here. Very dark, sweet, fruity, moderately strong ale with smooth, roasty flavors without a burnt harshness. And we had Lion Stout. This is exactly what it's called. Lion Stout. It was very good. I would absolutely do it again. Oh, and we had a homebrewed version, too, that was very good.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That somebody made. Looking through, where are we? We have to talk about, not that yet. Let's talk about Hammer and Ales, the Habitat for Humanity. And this is the 7th annual. We've talked about this multiple times now.
I'm pretty sure I've written about this almost every year that it's been on.
Mm-hmm. And you can find information at habitatbuffalo.betterworld.org. But this is their 7th annual Hammer and Ales fundraiser. It's at the Barrel Factory on March 21st. We'll be there on the 16th, by the way. So Barrel Factory, you can go see Almost Seamus March 16th after the parade.
There should be a bunch of beer leaguers down there. And I've told every single one, they're going down for the parade. So I told every single one of them that you guys were playing.
Right after the parade, just come on up. This is on the 21st, which is also a Thursday. We'll feature food and drink pairings, auctions, games, and more. It's flannel themed, so wear your best flannel. And it's part of Habitat's The House Beer Built campaign, which is the yearly fundraiser that sees the organization partner with regional breweries, distillers, and restaurants to raise money to build or renovate a new home. Tickets are $45 and include admission and tastings, and can be purchased at the link I told you about, habitatbuffalo.betterworld.org. That's a good one to go to.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this because I'll be at this one. This will be the first time I've ever gone to it. So
excellent.
I'll be at this year. And while we're on it, if you go to our Instagram page, go to the second post, the second pinned post, we're giving away a pair of tickets to this event too.
Oh,
so
good.
Just like I had mentioned with Eclipse and Sips, go to our Instagram page. You'll see the real second pinned post. Follow us, comment, like the post. You'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to this.
Yeah, sounds good. That's March 21st. Again, Thursday, that's two Thursdays from tonight, 2 weeks from today. Or whenever you're listening to this, it's about 2 weeks. Because it's just you and me right now. So the last Fair thing enough. Here, the last thing that I kind of waited on was, what's the deal? 42 North Outpost in Ellicottville.
Yeah,
it's closing.
They have two outposts. They have one inside Buffalo Distilling downtown next to Flying Bison, and their other one was at the Bike and Bean in Ellicottville, kind of off the beaten path a little bit, but still a really cool spot. I'd been there a bunch of times. They had a couple of 42 North beers on tap, and you could get a homemade burrito while you were there.
Yeah, great.
But unfortunately, the owners, I talked to the owner or 42 North's owner, John Zimmerman, the other day when I heard this news, and he said that the owners of the Bike and Bean are, I don't want to say retiring, but they're closing this to pursue other ventures.
Oh,
so unfortunately,
okay.
With the Bike and Bean closes, 42 North's Outpost has to close. And John told me that they're not planning on opening another outpost in the Ellicottville area. They're not planning on opening another outpost at all, like right now, because they're concentrating on opening 42 North at the Flats in the theater district, which should be open soon.
Cool. I'm looking that up right now too. So they're not getting kicked out. They're
just closing happenstance. They're just closing because the Bike and Bean is closing. And speaking of 42 North at the Flats, I will have an article on that coming soon. I'm hoping I'll finish it tonight, and I'll have it on the website for the weekend.
All right, so yeah, check that out at buffalobeerleague.com. Anything else that you want to talk about on the Beer League website? I see the Pink Boot Society. I see Bison's teaming up with NASA.
So I posted that because it's another eclipse themed event, but this is for the actual eclipse. Like you can go to Salins Field and watch the eclipse, which is really rad. We're friends with the Bison, so I wanted to post this to help spread the word. And then the Pink Boots Society, their brew day is tomorrow, so it'll be over by the time this podcast probably gets posted. And the beer will be released at if you click on the article at buffalobeerleague.com, all the details on the beer are there, and it'll be released March 30th. So you have time to go to the release event and get the beer. And then one other thing I wanted to mention, I'll be posting soon. The Buffalo Home Show returns this week. And this will be out. This should be out before then. And then tomorrow night, on Friday night, is the first 97 Rock Craft Beer Corner, which we've talked about. I wrote about it. We talked about it last week, I think. And this year, Hamburg and Big Dish will be pouring. I'll be doing a ticket giveaway. I'll have 2 4 packs of tickets. So stay tuned to our social media page. I should post that tomorrow. And then you can win tickets to the home show and then the craft beer corner. So that'll be up soon.
Sounds good. And then, so look at those things on buffalobeerleague.com. The beer that the Pink Boot Society is going to be called Every Beer is a Girl's Beer, which I dig.
I think that's an awesome name.
In honor or celebrating International Women's Day, which is tomorrow when this podcast comes out.
March 8th.
Excellent. Doesn't say when it will be out, but it'll be out soon.
The beer will be released March 30th.
March 30th.
Was that not in the article?
It is in the article. Did you say it out loud also? And I
believe I did, yes.
I packed it away and didn't.
Hey, that's perfectly fine.
All right. Hey, thanks for recording again.
Hey man, I'm happy to spread the good word of local craft beer any way I can.
That last one was 98 words. It's almost like you're programmed, like you know what you're doing to hit. These were, I mean, some of them were shorter, but mostly it was like 102 words, 103 words. This 98, 92. They're all within.
Yeah. When I started the Beer Buzz with Art Voice. And then when we left Art Voice, and then when the Public started printing, if you remember the Public, from Art Voice to the Public. And then after the Public closed, folded. We went online, and as you know, when the Brewers Association existed, the Buffalo Niagara Brewers Association, the Beer Buzz posted at their website before I hooked up with our friends at Step Out Buffalo, and now it posts there and buffalobeerleague.com. So I like that. I love the print version. I love seeing my name in print. One of the things that I've always loved since I started writing, but being able to have the space, like, the versatility to have work, like you said, to have stories be longer, have stories be shorter. And because I can fit more in. That's because I mean, I want to write about everything. So I hated leaving back then. I hated leaving stories out because I didn't have the space.
Hey, this was a half hour conversation, and that feels like the right amount of stories. Right. We can get through it in a half an hour with minimal side.
I mean, some beer weeks have less news. Some have more, obviously. Right.
Yeah.
But I usually average about 6 or 7 stories every week, or at least I try to.
And I think that's going to wrap it up for us. I'm going to go out again, at least for one more week with Almost Shameless for the Old First Ward in Buffalo song, which will be streaming on March 15th.
This song is very addictive if you have not heard it yet. to those who are listening to this podcast.
You can look for Almost Seamus starting March 15th everywhere where music is streamed. Your Spotify's, your Apple Music's.
Scott, I gotta get a copy of this album because I really want to hear it.
Yeah, I will for sure. I thought I had one I could hold up, but I don't. yeah, if I see you on St. Patrick's Day weekend, I'll throw you one.
Awesome.
All right. Have a good week. It was good to talk to you.
You too. Cheers. We'll do it again next.
All right.
And in that glass there was a beer. A rare beer and a rattling beer. And the beer and the glass and the glass and the hand and the hand and the arm and the arm and the man and the man and the bar and the bar and the ward and the old first ward in Buffalo. Hey, oh, the old first ward, the old first ward in Buffalo. There were the old first ward, the old first ward in Buffalo. In that beer there was some foam. Rare foam and a rattling foam. And the foam and the beer and the beer and the glass and the glass and the hand and the hand and the arm and the arm and the man and the man and the bar and the bar. In the old first ward in Buffalo. Hey, oh, the old first ward, the old first ward in Buffalo. Rare ward, the old first ward, the old first ward in Buffalo. And in that foam there was a shamrock. Really? A rare shamrock and a rattling shamrock. And the shamrock and the foam and the foam on the beer and the beer and the glass and the glass and the hand and the hand and the arm on the man and the man and the bar and the bar and the ward and the old first ward in Buffalo.